When Jefferson succeeded Adams in 1801, the Virginian brought a lively informality to the capital scene and appalled foreign ambassadors with the absence of conventional manners. But apparently the cuisine was impressive and the drink, vintage. Jefferson's wine bill was $2,000 one year. He spent $7,000 more than his salary of $25,000. Despite years of bitterness, Adams and Jefferson became close friends again through fertile correspondence about the problems of the struggling nation that had more than doubled its size with Jefferson's Louisiana Purchase. On the 15th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, Adams lay on his deathbed in Quincy, Massachusetts. His last words were, "Thank God, Jefferson still lives." But the Virginian had died that morning, July 4th, 1826, at Monticello.